when he is 21 and very intimate with a girlfriend and they want to marry, he shouldn't think about, I'm marrying this girl. He should think about the future, the family, the children, and all of that. If not, this is a very stupid decision. So, when you're thinking future, then is there another moment in your life when you're not really thinking? Yeah. When you're doing something. When you're doing something, future doesn't exist and past is past. You're doing something, right? That moment is so important that the rest of the time, from eternity to eternity, is not important. We put it aside. Why? Because there is something that in thinking does not exist. Thinking is something, right? We know something is not there, but is here when you're doing something. And that something is the most important thing. The most means when I want to talk about the qualities of humanity, that is the first. Without that, we have nothing to say. I hope all of you remember that. This path we are walking starts with one thing. Remember? You. One thing. The first thing...
Beauty.
The first thing for this path, if you want to walk in this path, because there are only two ways, this way and that way. Do you remember that fellow who chose the other one, who was kicked out, the Satan, the knowledge? There is that way and this way. This way, the beginning. What is the beginning? The beginning of this path is Rabbana, Innana, Walamna, Anfusana. Accepting the responsibility. No responsibility? None of this. That's the basic. That's how we manage our story for that to be the first act of humanity after becoming intelligent. Having the fruit, accepting the responsibility. When? When is responsibility? You tell me. Now. Responsibility doesn't belong to the past and the future. And in thinking, there is no responsibility. I could think a lot of bad versions of an act. So what? I thought about it. I didn't do anything wrong. But by doing, you do it. It comes out. So it's not yours anymore. Your thought is yours. Think about the future. Plan. Change the plan. So what? You are responsible for your deeds. So for this one, the rule is opposite. Only now. That's how I say the beginning of the Muslim prayer. The Salat starts with Qiyam, means standing up. To me, it's not literally standing up, because I know you could do it otherwise if you have some problem or blah 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 blah. Standing up means to stand up and be accountable. The beginning of the prayer is responsibility. If you are an irresponsible fellow, you cannot pray to Haq. Because over there, what is the prayer? Look at the prayer. No matter which prayer, not the Muslims one, not the Buddhist one, not the Christian ones. All around, the prayer, in a way, is reminder of responsibility. That's what we do. We begin in the name of the Creator. We show our appreciation of all the things we received. Then we beg for more attention. Isn't this the juice of every prayer? Responsibility is it. There is no future. I will pray tomorrow. Whoever will say that at least should have a little bit of dignity and say, I will pray tomorrow if I'm still alive. Because tomorrow is not guaranteed. If you are praying, so you are a believer. So tomorrow is not guaranteed for you. I don't care about non-believers. This is what it is. So, responsibility. Here, in this story, we didn't talk about thinking about this and planning like that. We're doing about becoming humble, getting to get rid of all these bricks, this wall, to come down and drink the water. This is a duty, and duty is for now, it's not for tomorrow. That's why this long paragraph is following that story. First of all, he started like this, that, okay, there was this silly guy who was planting the thorn, and government told him that, get rid of this. He said, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. And tomorrow, one day the governor stopped and said, why aren't you taking care of this? He said, tomorrow. He said, oh, let me tell you something about tomorrow. What was that something about tomorrow?
That we don't take care of, we take a blame for our bad habits. We don't take care of them now. They just keep growing stronger and stronger while we grow older and weaker.
Exactly. No, no, don't do it older and weaker. Always, when you get the concept from Rumi, try to develop it in your environment, which is now. It's not a couple of hundred years ago. We know a little bit more. That information should drop in. Let's put it this way. When you do not correct your bad deeds, this is how the story is, right? In general. When you do not correct your bad deeds immediately, those bad deeds will grow stronger and stronger. And you go weaker and weaker. I didn't say old, weaker. Because maybe you are in an age which you're young enough, or the time span is large enough, but you get weaker. Not because you get old, because you get used to that bad deed. You get used to it. You lose a little bit of your motivation to get rid of it. It looks more normal to you. Subconsciously, you try to bring excuses and explain it. All that is happening because you are rotting. That's what it is. Just like a fruit. Very slowly but steadily, you will rot if the environment is no good. Therefore, you should stop it as soon as you can. Not to let that have the root in you and being established, and not to let yourself become rotten and not to worry about it anymore. So, necessity is double. Therefore, that's something that you should be careful every single moment that you're doing something. Remember that. Huh? This moment, yes, This moment is given to me to do something. But prior to that, this moment is given to me to correct some of the wrong deeds. Because I want to be better tomorrow. Tomorrow comes like this, planning. But it happens when I'm doing something. It's that moment. Because if you pay attention that I twisted a little bit your logical, simple explanation to bring in something else. What? Feel that motivation of doing and getting rot inside. Passion. That's hard. That's feeling. So I bring it in. Because it's like this. Let's be honest. At the beginning, the path you're going to walk on, you walked a little bit already. Everything is difficult. Because everything is new, illogical, against the logic, and you're supposed to lose something, give up something. So it's not very comfortable. The point is, you cannot do it automatically. You have to enjoy the path. Because walking this path, we don't feel unhappy walking this path. Although it's upward, yes. And we have to push the pedal stronger. But are we looking for a shortcut? I hope everybody knows what is the shortcut of life? Suicide. That's the only shortcut I know. Honest, shortcut of life is suicide. Nobody talks about shortening the life and things like that. Life is something you have to enjoy every single moment of it. So, when I'm improving myself, I have to like it really, to honestly attend to it. I have to enjoy it. And a part of me is being ruined. The other part should be so happy that the pain would be acceptable. Because there is a level of pain over there. Losing the time, losing some opportunity, blah, 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 all of that. You pay the price. That's not the point. You have to pay the price happily. Because when you're paying the price, that's a part of your life. We do not meditate for some good meditation in the future. We meditate right now and we enjoy it. Because we know that we are trying to improve. That's what we do. We don't improve, we don't know. With the best attention, with the best advice of our wisdom holders, we try lovingly. When I have opportunity to meditate, I'm excited about the opportunity even, that, oh, thank God, now I have this opportunity to meditate, because I love it. If not, you will get bored, you will get tired, you find excuses. That's how it works. So, moment is it. Yes, the first thing he said, was this. In the first page of this paragraph, he said, hey, listen, you say tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Tomorrow you're weaker and the bad habit is stronger. In you, that thorn is in you. Because we talk only about you. Then, he said, and there's some other point. First of all the negative attitude you have is one of those